Jessica, when you moved away from home, how old were you?
I was 18.
Where did you move to?
I moved to Pasadena from Fillmore.
From Fillmore. And who were you living with in Fillmore?
My whole family.
And in Pasadena?
My sister, actually, at first.
Oh, which sister was that?
Ashley.
Ashley?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Ashley and I moved out together, yeah.
Oh, okay. Was it difficult to be away from the rest of your family, even though you're with one of your sisters?
Well, my two younger sisters were both in the middle of teenagerism. And
teenagerism.
So at the time when Ashley and I were still living at home, it was four teenage daughters and my mother, so it was actually
extreme
really great to get away from that all. But I missed my dogs a lot, and I missed having a house, because I really hated my apartment.
Why?
It was...
I don't remember you talking about that one.
It was like a very open plan, but all the walls were textured weird, and the ceiling had that like cottage cheese popcorn texture, and it really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley and I had very different styles, and there's...
Of decorating or of living?
Decorating and living. And she always had people over late, and I went to class at 5:40 in the morning, so I had to go to sleep early.
Oh my god, I had no idea it was that early.
I had to be there at 6, but you always got
That's
there early.
Good, at least to weed out the people who don't really want to do it.
Yeah, it was the best class to be in, the overachievers of culinary school. But then during the election, Ashley was a huge Bush supporter and decided to put W posters all over our apartment.
Oh my god.
Caused many fights. We actually...
Did you ever, like, tear them down in a mad fit?
I didn't tear them down. I would take them down and put them back in her
take
bedroom.
Take them down nicely.
And I did that about three times, and then we just were fighting about it. And she said that I was trying to make her conform to my views, and I said, no, you're the one putting propaganda up in our living room. It's fine if that's what you believe, but keep it in your bedroom, please.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But that all ended, and... I don't really remember what my first apartment was like because I've lived in six now, so...
In the past, how many years?
In the past, 4 years.
Over one apartment per year?
Yeah.
Wow.
This year, I've had, three. So...
Are you trying to set a record?
That was half of them. No, I'm not trying to set a record. I was kind of... living out of my car in weird situations this whole year, but now I actually have a stationary place.
And is it cool?
Yeah, I like it. I like my roommates a lot, so that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, when you first moved to Pasadena from Fillmore, what was one of the biggest differences that affected you between the two places?
That I had to be responsible for everything, and that I didn't have my parents filling the whole kitchen with food all the time. And it was just, the freedom was great, but it was also, I think, a little bit too much at that time in my life. I abused it,
mm-hmm.
and I spent too much money because I didn't have anyone reminding me not to spend all my money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was different growing up, and I really liked it at the time, but it was a very different environment to be in, growing up in Fillmore in such a small town, and going
yeah.
to a city like Pasadena, which is a city, but it's also spread out and kind of separate from the rest of LA,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't like being in the LA.
It wasn't like being in a big city, exactly.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird transition city to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it, I miss it now. Everywhere else is so dirty.
Yeah. Pasadena is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pretty clean.
There's good art shows there too.
What is one thing that you learned from moving out of your parents' house?
One thing that I learned, that my parents' house is always going to be what I refer to as home. I don't think I've ever said I'm going home. I always say I'm going to my apartment. But if I say I'm going home, it means I'm driving back to Fillmore.
Yeah.
Back to my parents' house.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Totally.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.